part of your head.
Forehead.
And what do you call this stuff?
Hair.
And a man might grow a...
A beard and a whisker.
Are they different?
Goatee.
Goatee's a little...
Goatee, it comes under your chin. Mm-hmm. Colonel Sanders has a goatee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then your whiskers, all of it's beard.
Mm-hmm.
And sideburns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what...
Lord only knows what these hippies, what you call them.
Just beard, I guess. And what is this? Well,
the
it's
hair.
Covered up. Yeah, which one?
That's your left.
And this is my...
Your right one.
All right. And then this would be my...
your nostril, your nose.
No, this.
Oh, your mouth. Your,
and this
your
is
lips,
my...
Your lips, your neck. Your
and I swallow throat. Down my... Pardon?
Your neck or your throat. You swallow down your,
right.
your throat.
What's
or
this front
your goozle.
Thing?
That's your Adam's apple.
Is goozle the same as throat?
Yeah.
Okay. And the flesh around here is your...
Gums.
All right. And your dentist looks at your...
Teeth.
And he has to fill the...
The tooth or the teeth.
And you hold... Well, this part of your hand is the...
Now, my wife gets after me about that on account of my teeth. She corrects me. I call it palm, and she says pan.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, which is right.
Well, people say it both ways. So it's just a matter of what you say and where you
live. See, I'm the head of the family, but she's the neck that turns it.
Well, I say palm. I just have
I
always
do too.
Said palm. Right,
and a lot of times I say pan, because you hold, you, like a pan, you hold something in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got it in your hand, wouldn't that, at that instant be the pan of the hand?
Yeah, makes sense.
It's a palm, mm-hmm. too, but you're referring to holding. It really would be the pan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say he doubled up both his...
His ballers, his fist.
Well, and
that's a long spell of sickness. That's sudden death.
Oops. And any place where you bend is a what?
Joint.
And the upper part of a man's body is his...
His chest.
And he has broad...
Shoulders.
And this thing at the end of your leg is your...
The ball of your foot.
Well, all right, you have two...
2 feet,
and
consisting of the ball and arch and heel.
And the front part of your leg that bruises.
That's what I find the frontier when it's moved. That's my frontier finding the shin.
The shin, okay. And you get down like this, you're getting down on your what?
Hocus.
Okay. And what do you say you're doing when you get down like that?
Squatting.
Okay. And then if somebody's been sick, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit...
Peaky, pale.
Okay. And how about somebody who can lift heavy weights and is very muscular?
He's a strong man. He's muscular and...
Would you ever say stout?
Well, stout too.
Does that mean strong?
I would think it would.
Does it ever mean butter that's going bad?
Butter?
Stout?
I never have placed it that way.
Okay. I don't use it that way.
There's so many words that I work on a crossword puzzle every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you'll find some in there spelled different. And you'll find that if you pronounce them, they're pronounced different. Kind of like rise.
Mm-hmm.
Raise.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than rise. And would you raise the window
mm-hmm.
up? Or would you raise the window down? Would you raise up, or did your daddy raise you up?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another, would you raise up some chickens?
Mm-hmm.
So many of that is confusing. The English language is the hardest language of all.
Yeah, I've heard that. So
have you not ever taken any other besides English?
I've taken some French and a little bit of German, but not
much. Cadabaroua, on mon père?
Pardon?
Cadabaroua, on mon père?
Je ne comprends pas.
I would tell you, don't slap me, you little red devil, you thank you.
If somebody who's very easy to get along with, he always has a smile on his face.
he's a friendly, sociable type person.
What would you call a boy who can't walk through a room without falling all over everything?
That would be... A spastic child or
something. Well, hadn't got a disease. He's just very...
Hadn't got any use for himself, all I know.
Well, might you say awkward or gawky or clumsy or gangly or...
Well, now, that goes along with it, but what I thought you meant was he was handicapped.
No, that's not what I meant. I just meant somebody who's
I can't name the handicap, but this other, he's awkward, clumsy, and hasn't got any sense, and this thing and other, you're feeble-minded, a feeble person.
Mm-hmm. Suppose somebody does things that don't make any sense. You'd say he's just a plain...
idiot. Plain fool.
All right. And if he never will spend a penny, he's got it money...
He's tightwad. He's cheapskate.
Okay. If you called a person common, what would you mean?
That he was a low grade at anything that you was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could be common in the social realm, common in the... physical, common, and spiritual, and financial, and like that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a low degree.
Okay. Could you ever say she's just common folk?